Now, we have news in the battle against autism. As you know, one out of every 88 children in this country diagnosed by the age of 8, and the best hope, early detection. Today, the top autism experts in the nation announced they have broken new ground. They say there is a simple way to find a red flag in children as young as 6 months, something parents can detect, and something that could change lives. Here's ABC's medical editor, Dr. Richard Besser.
Babies can tell you a lot without speaking a word.
Benjamin's 6 months old. I'm going to do the head lag test. Watch his head as I pull his arms up. It comes right up with his body. That's normal for his age.
I don't want you to pull yourself up.
But this is head lag.
Here we go.
And today, the startling news. At 6 months, it could be the earliest possible sign of autism. That's Ben Chasen in research video. Look again. See how his head stays back? Pediatricians have known head lag like this can be a sign of developmental delays. But today's study is the first to connect it to autism. Because early intervention is key, doctors say it could make a huge difference in treatment.
We don't have to wait until after the first birthday, until first words aren't emerging.
Is that a donkey?
We can go ahead and take action now to help the child develop better.
Dr. Rebecca Landa tested a group of babies who had an autistic sibling, babies at high risk. 75% of babies with head lag, like Ben, ended up diagnosed with autism at age 2. And without that clue, Ben's parents would never have suspected it.
I would have told you going into that day that everything was normal.
When we see these kinds of indicators that development is disrupted so early in life, we really have a huge advantage to help children's brains connect themselves in a healthier fashion.
Families can start therapy sooner. That's what happened with Ben, with intensive speech and occupational therapy. Here he is today.
I'm going to blow your house down.
I have a very loud, boisterous, wonderful 3.5-year-old son.
Ben is now considered only borderline delayed.
It's like yellow flowers.
An amazing glimpse of what early intervention can do, beginning with a simple test.
Good job. Good
job. Oh, it is great to see the difference it can make. But why is there head lag, do they think, in a lot of autistic kids?
You know, we know that children with autism have delays in a lot of their motor development, sitting, walking, running, but we don't really know the why.
And I don't want parents to panic here, because you were telling me in your practice, you see head lag and it does not necessarily mean autism.
Exactly. I mean, every parent who sees this, who has a six-month-old, is going to do the head lag test. And that's a good thing. But I see children all the time with this. By 9 months, it's gone and they develop normally. But don't ignore it. You want to make sure that your doctor, if they see this, they're following up on it.
Okay, big news tonight. Thank you, Rich.